Good morning, and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here's our assignment from yesterday. We're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain karma. Example, what I love to do, which is to be outside, to move, to be physical, to play, and to be engaged with life, is not allowed. I'm too busy, have too much to do for any of that. What of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? Record and listen to what you see. So here's our first caller, Sherry. First caller,
all right.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini. This is Bev calling from Kentucky.
Hello, Bev.
Well, I'm just very excited to be here. And well, what I see most of all that I sacrifice is my joy. You know, just the joy of when I listen to those stories, I just lose the experience of the joy of being here.
That's concisely and beautifully stated. When we listen to stories in conditioned mind, we lose the joy of being here, of presence.
And at this point in my life, I want to just, I'm not talking about the, you know, going out and having a high-hole time, that's part of it, but just being able to, looking forward to just getting out of bed in the morning, that it's just a joy to get up. So
enjoying your life,
practicing.
Enjoying being alive. Yeah.
Just whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Because what you're saying is the essential piece. The joy is in presence. Right? And when we're in a conversation in our head, we're not here, so there isn't any joy. There's never going to be joy in a conversation in our head. Never.
And what I see, I, this morning I put on recordings from last year, just my daily little natterings, and listened to them while I was doing some chores, and it was so repetitive. I mean, I see that clearly now, that it's never about the content. And if I watch, I just see the same process over and over. And the recording and listening just reinforces that so much. Because I listened, and last year on this day, I'm still, the same, it's the same process. So I'm just very grateful that I have this tool to help me see how repetitive self-hate is.
Because that's what you heard. So you didn't hear somebody going around through her life enjoying her life. You heard...
Oh, I heard a lot of that, too. But I heard a great deal of that, which gave me hope, because most of the time I am going around enjoying my life. But when the self, when I'm reflecting about what's going on, it's always the same, just the same self-hate. It never changes. But it's very hopeful, too, to listen to them, because most of the time, I'm just having a pretty good time.
Right. Well,
my life's pretty good.
Yeah, and that comparison is what helps you see what you want to focus on, right? Where you want your attention.
Yes, and I had some really tough content last year. I had major surgery. My mother died. You know, there were things going on, but even I could hear, even in the midst of the recordings around that, I could still see the truth. You know, I'm just seeing the truth, and I'm just becoming so much more aware, and I'm very thankful for that and for all the support that I get from the Sangha.
I hear you on that. We're very fortunate.
Yes, we are, and I will give someone else some time to speak, and I will be seeing you. I'm coming to the retreat in April, so I'm very excited about that.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too, Bev.
Go happy.
Thank you. Go happy.
Thanks, Bev. Go happy. Oh, isn't that just the truth, Sherry?
Yeah.
That internal landscape of that whatever it was that got put in place ever so long ago, still taking away the joy of just being alive to our lives.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. To whatever. To whatever.
To whatever. To whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And I love the way Bev pointed out that while we're recording, we can actually see when we are in the how of existence in presence versus the what.
Yes.
And that yes. movement is simply what we're practicing. Because no matter what's going on, I can, if I'm here, the experiences of being alive because I'm here, not because
yes.
of what's going on in my life.
Yes, and not in a conversation about my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Celia in Seattle.
Hello, Celia.
Hi. How exciting. I've never done this before. I, looking at what I have to give up in order to continue my karma of accomplishing at any cost, I came up with a term that I've been really enjoying holding onto, which I call wandering.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
so
tell us about wandering.
Wandering is not being latched onto accomplishing a specific thing, but having a kind of more generalized awareness about me and moving about in a more relaxed way. Not feeling that I need to accomplish something so strongly.
Uh-huh. So maybe a sense of being guided by life in the moment versus guided by a conversation in the head.
Yes. And it's almost like even those words aren't sufficient to, you know, sort of express it. So I kind of
yes.
like that. It's that it's
yes.
beyond words.
That's right. We can point at it, but it really is a sensing, isn't it? You sense
yeah.
when you're in tune with, attuned to life, when you're being animated rather than the volitional movements of conditioned mind.
Oh, I really like that. Being animated.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being the one who does the animating. I like that a
yes.
lot.
Yeah, yeah. And there is that getting used to being out of control, right? Because the rational mind, the conditioned mind is about controlling our thoughts and our feelings and what everything means and what you need to do and who you need to be and how it needs to be and what you're sensing in this other way, in this wandering, is lifing in the form of Celia.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that there's a corollary to that that I've also been using, which is the idea of being normal. So as I move about doing different things, seeing that I'm normal, I'm not some special entity who's, I guess, like you said before, it's like being lived rather than being the one who's doing it. So
yeah.
it's just
so,
normal. It's a normal life.
It,
it's normal to feel this. It's normal to do that. And they're just all normal things.
Yeah, sensing yourself as a cell in the body of the Buddha, not the most important cell. The cell
yeah.
on which everything hinges.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Cool.
Well, happy
Very
wandering.
Grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Celia. I love that, Jerry, that we could look at what the expanded awareness terms are for whatever ego narrows the focus to. So instead of accomplishing a task, just to wonder, It's just even in the words, it's so much more relaxing, right? Rather than you can almost feel accomplishing a task becomes such a weighty, such an urgent, such a serious, such a grim, such a narrow focus. I'm giving away a lot here. But anyway, wandering.
Well, I felt tense when you just described it. I mean, I could feel my body tense up with the description. Yeah.
Yes,
versus wandering, where you kind of go,
yes, and it isn't. Go ahead.
Well, to tag on to what you're saying, that it doesn't mean we don't accomplish.
Exactly.
Right? Perhaps,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, we do it joyfully, going back to what Beth was talking about. There's just a way in which I'm inhabiting my life and something gets done, not I'm doing it, which is, seems to be the narrowing of the focus to ego, right?
Yeah. And I would project that everyone who has ever done anything considered remarkable would, if asked, tell us that it had been, the remarkable was accomplished in that wandering, present, joyful way.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. We don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashwini and Sherry. It's Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi. I just got this jump. Like, oh my gosh, I've called. Yeah, anyway, I'm so happy. I've seen so much. This has been, it's been an extraordinary, 20 days. And what needs to get let go of is just the belief that I need something more than presence, and that I'm just unraveling a lot of karma around what conditioning, just pretty what everyone else is saying of just about getting things done and really letting go. I'm watching how there, this is where it's a little slippery. It'd be great to get guidance of when there's energy, there's a lot that just drops in that feels like it's from life. It's like clean and simple and full of possibility. And I'm really focused on rest this month and like not quote unquote doing as much, but still dancing with life. And it feels, I mean, we've had this conversation before. It sometimes feels like what drops in is more than this person can dance with. And so that place of really what's now and then what needs to get put later. And then there's also a part of where can I be in collaboration with something? Like I'm trying to show up to things without being as prepared as I typically am and just seeing what unfolds from there. And that's been a really cool place to practice with.
So to me, there's a place in there, and you can tell me if this is what you're looking at. When we're here, when we're present, there is a lot of energy. There's no question about it. And if we have a habit of believing that a lot of energy needs to be used for something, then we will habitually turn that into, okay, well, what to do? And if I look to what to do, there's going to be more to do than I can do. But if the energy isn't equated to doing, if the energy is actually, let's say, to be used for enjoying, then what might happen with whatever it is that I'm doing, if the focus is on enjoying, not more, and to add to that, if the enjoying is a synonym, if enjoying is a synonym for resting,
I like that. That definitely speaks to, that resonates. And as you were talking, I'm not very actually good about telling people what I'm doing because I'm like doing this new endeavor. And when you were talking, I had this flash, and I did make a recording about this of like going to something and not quote unquote having a lot of energy, and also really clear that my focus was being on enjoying while I was there, like just rest, just relax, just kick back, just see what arises, you know. And it was crazy because the next thing out of my mouth was telling people about this amazing thing that I'm excited about doing that I had never mentioned to any of them before, even though it's been a huge part of my life. And so it's fun. It was so fun how life just brought that instead of something that I need to do.
Yes.
So I have that experience. And,
yes.
And so I went there as you said that. It's really going against the belief that I need to do something and trust
right.
in that place of relaxation and enjoyment, what will arise will be
that's
exactly
right.
what needs to happen next.
That's right, because if energy is doing, and for most conditioned people it is, then the only way not to do is not to have energy. And we really don't want to be in that position because that's definitely turned everything over to conditioned mind. So now I want to rest, so that means I can't do because doing is stressful.
Mm.
And so now I need to be controlled. I need to be controlling what's going on so that I make sure I'm resting. And that resting is so not restful.
There's my, you said it, Sherry. That's the word that I need to let go of on the assignment that came out today is controlling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we all do, Tracy. We're all in that giant boat with you. Okay.
Oh, I know, controlling well. And I also and then also just with practice, I know that experience of allowing too. And and I wasn't sure if the other caller was talking about wonder, WANDER, but you know,
wandering.
Because I've been
kind
playing
of what
with
you were doing
wondering
at that event. At what you were doing
exactly
at that event, right? Yeah. Just
being
there.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be here and enjoy. I don't have an agenda. There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
And suddenly you realize, whoo, there's all this energy, and what it wants to do is talk about this thing that you're excited about because life is exciting.
Yes. And it was like, came as such a surprise. Like there was no pre-thought about it.
That's
which
right.
was really fun.
That's
and that
right.
place, when she said wonder, I thought about wonder, WONDER, like, I wonder what's going to happen today. And just that
yes.
little place of curiosity of, okay, let's just see what happens. And
yes,
and from
it,
that place
it, living
of enjoyment.
I don't know. And I don't know is joyful. All right. Well, keep enjoying.
God. Thank you. Thanks,
Ashwini. Thanks,
Tracy. Thanks, Tracy. That was such an inspiring conversation, Sherry, that the energy of life is very restful in that
mm-hmm.
it's the energy of being rather than the energy of doing. One actually allows you to have energy. The other one actually depletes the energy you have.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the
because,
difference between an... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that's the difference between an expanded awareness state and the contracted ego state in that it's how the energy gets used.
Yes. Yes, because we think doing and accomplishing is our version of that, what we've been taught
yes.
to believe about that. But doing and accomplishing is nothing more than the way ego is siphoning off energy, which is why we never really feel like we've done what we set out to do or accomplished what we, you know, there's never a satisfaction with it because it's not what we think it is. It's not what we've been taught to believe it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's your world of opposites, right, Sherry? You always point
point to how we've been conditioned to define things from the ego perspective. So restful equals not doing. But when we rest, when we rest, relax into life, life can do so much. I mean, I often think about that Grand Canyons have been carved and, you know, rainfalls.
Yes.
There's so much in life that is energy of doing that is so different from that tiny collapsed state of efforting that we associate with getting things done.
Yeah, getting through my list.
Getting through my list. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. This is June.
Hello, June.
Hello. Well, I'm having that energy surge.
Yes.
and
you don't need to do anything except enjoy it, right?
Just enjoy it. In fact, that's what I want to talk about. So the assignment is what of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen?
Mm-hmm.
And I think about two Thursday nights ago, in a discussion at the monastery, you were talking about the tremendous amount of energy that's released when instead of following old karma, we make the choice for, in my life, the example is for keeping commitments to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have other things.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does, what is sacrifice in making the choice to follow old karmic patterns, it's nothing less than joy and lightheartedness and life and love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That energy, my impulses to follow old habits hide that energy from me to the point that I forget it's there.
Yes. We get no signals that it's there. We don't. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we get no signals that it's there. And so I put the discussion on my recorder, and I've been watching how extremely often the impulse is to follow the old habits, because considering anything else, I'm looking out through the eyes of karma and conditioning, and all I see other than following what it tells me to do is a kind of bland, blank space.
Yes.
Because
which you've realized is what that energy looks like to ego.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
Well, so I'm going to do my prostrations every day. Okay, that's my commitment. I'm going to do prostrations every day. And then it's time to do prostrations. And ego says, I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I'll do it later. Okay?
Yeah.
And so the energy that would be there to do the prostrations joyfully, presently, is siphoned off by conditioning, by ego, right, in that resistance.
Yeah.
But what you realized is that system comes in, starts to try to siphon off that energy, And instead of you going along with it, you go, no, my commitment is to do prostrations. I'm going to do prostrations. And not only do you have the original energy to do the prostrations, you have the added energy of going, of taking energy back from ego. So you get a jolt of energy, kind of like you got when Ashwini said you're unmuted.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And now it's there. Now there's all this joyful energy to do what is available for you to do. And none of that can ego see, nor does it want to.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and again, the reason, let's see, I think the mechanism that makes it so difficult to go against old karma with any sustained
success.
If you want to use mm-hmm. that term, mm-hmm. is just purely that a lifetime, I guess,
of habit,
of mm-hmm. choosing it, hides
yes.
the fact that that reservoir of enormous, wonderful, just beautiful energy is right under it. And
yes.
I get a picture of it's just waiting there patiently for me to come back to it.
Yeah, for somebody to say, come on, let's go.
Come on, here we go. Yep,
yeah.
That's when you don't have to be trapped in that old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Much.
Well, I hope you've got that recording right up at the top of your list so you hear it every day. Okay, very good. All right. Thank you, June.
Thank you.
Thanks, June. Sherry, we have about 3 minutes. Shall we try to squeeze another caller in?
Let's do it. We'll all talk fast.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi there. Hi, it's Sharon calling from Barbados.
Hello, Sharon.
Hey,
Sharon.
Hi. I was looking at that, what I sacrifice, because my issue was, it was kind of around exercise too for self-care, but it has to do with that there are certain forms and types of exercise that I don't do because I tend to exercise with my husband, and I wanted to explore some other things like yoga or dancing or that kind of thing. And lots of stuff came up. And when it comes to sacrifice, I said that I sacrifice my own interests, my own desires, and self-confidence even, self-love. And what came out too was my own self-worth, because a lot of stuff comes out when you record and listen. And that was
yes.
that I began to see that that the karmic view of me is one who is very lacking in many ways and really needs to be fixed. And, you know, I mean, I think I've said that in other ways and, you know, kind of said it to myself before, thinking, oh, you know, I shouldn't want to try to fix myself. But then I realized that I was recording that's a very ingrained thing, that somehow the goods I have is just not sufficient, and that I need to work on it, you know, even to, well, if I want to change my exercise routine, gee, I've got to fix myself. I have to, you know, I have to change
right.
myself, all of that, you know.
Rather than what I think I just heard you say is, the impulse is there, right? You don't need to fix yourself. The impulse toward these activities is there, and the karma squashes it. And then after the karma squashes it, it says, well, you need to fix yourself if you're ever going to have that impulse.
Yeah, that sounds like the way it goes. Yeah, for sure, because the impulse just feels so weak, you know? The impulse feels
yes.
weak.
Well, it does, because it's not being exercised.
Yeah.
Right? So if the impulse is there, it's kind of what June was just talking about. If the impulse is there and we say, okay, I'm going with that, then that impulse is going to get stronger because that's what we're feeding. But if the impulse is there and we just go, karma just goes right over it, the old choices just go right over it, then, then it gets, it feels weaker and weaker and weaker because it's not being reinforced.
Yeah, I think all I can do is to make small steps, you know.
That's
to make
right.
Small steps, yeah.
That's exactly right. And strengthen in the way that you know exercise strengthens you. You have that. You know that. So now you're going to apply what you know to strengthening that impulse toward these other places of interest that would take care of you. Wow, whatever that is
struggling. No, I'm sorry about that. Well, okay.
It's telling us to hang up, Sharon.
It's telling us we're done.
Right.
All right. Thanks
right,
so
thank
much.
You.
All
okay,
okay,
thank you.
Got show. Bye-bye.
Got show.
Thanks, Sharon.
That was funny.
And that's exactly
there's our bell.
There's the bell. Well, what I was looking at, it so beautifully fits together that energy of life is always there. It's like a little fire, right? And then when you stoke the fire, then it lights. But if you keep pouring it with water, it gets doused.
Right.
And that's really the energy management that we're looking at. The energy of life is always present, and karma is putting it out. And so when we train ourselves to go with lighting, not dousing it, then there's a chance that those embers will spring to life.
Yes. In fact, we know they will. It's guaranteed because it's what's real, right?
Yes.
Life is what's real. This negativity of ego is an illusion, and we must never lose sight of that. We're actually going for what's real. Ego would try to convince us that we're making something up. No. Ego is making something up.
Yes. Well, and what you're saying is so true, right, Sherry, that the part of the reason it manifests at all is because the energy is given to it, but on its own it doesn't have it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's a powerful point. Yes. Yeah, we give it the energy. Yeah. Yes, that we're
here. We feed it.
All right.
We feed it.
What now? Yes.
All right. What would you, this is the assignment I think some of our East Coasters are already doing. What would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego. But what aspect of ego? Record and listen what you see.
Yes, and our folks in Great Britain and beyond have been doing it all day. Isn't that fun to consider?
Yeah.
Here we all are. All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry.
Go happy.
Take care.